Nachum Beis Paskvav, we're still talking about Nineveh, who is crazily confused on the day of its downfall to Bavel. Rav Mendel Hirsch says that the next two psukim, the Yizkar Adi Rav, remembering his mighty men, is the king of Nineveh, the king of Ashur, who musters together his great generals and thinks, we can't lose. There's a lot of trash talking going on. There's a, Rav Mendel says, a premature celebration of victory, just as the enemy is managing a surprise invasion. In fact, in American history, there's a little parallel to this. On Xmas Day, 1776, the British troops, particularly the German mercenaries, had a beautiful yontif of Christmas where they got absolutely blitzed. They got drunk beyond belief because the ragtag colonial army had run away north. They had run up through Manhattan, made their way up into Yonkers and Westchester, and then over the Andrew N. Cuomo Tappan Zee Bridge into New Jersey, and they felt like they had chased the colonists off, and the revolution was over before it even started. So they got absolutely drunk, whereupon Washington, who sneaks down the New Jersey Turnpike, comes and crosses the Delaware and catches them by surprise on the morning when they're all hungover and takes 2,000 prisoners instantaneously. So this sort of thing does happen, where you get overconfident and prematurely celebratory, and then everything falls apart. So the king of Nineveh, Yizkar Adirav, Yikashlu Bahali Chassam. They stumble as they walk. Yikashlu, they're stumbling, they're tripping over their own feet because they're running away. They're in so much panic, they don't know where they're going, and so they're just running for it. So he thinks that he's going to fight a successful defense of the city. But it's the opposite. Yamaharu chom masa. They run to the walls. V'huchan hasocheich. And the protector is armed. So they'll build towers, says Targum Yonasan. They're going to try to defend themselves against the invasion, but it's too little too late. Zayin sha'arei hanahoros niftachu. The river gates, the sluice gates have opened. So you're completely vulnerable. The gates near the rivers have been breached by the enemy, leaving everything open for invasion, and the palace absolutely vulnerable. Or the bridges, some say, Targum Yonasan, have been chopped down. The bridges have been destroyed. The bridge over the river Kwai is gone. They blew it up. So there's no escape. Ba'heichal nomog. The palace has dissolved. The palace has melted. Quaked and trembled because the catapult stones are smashing everything down and it's just falling into pieces. It's rubble. Also, the soothsayers had said that when the rivers flood the city, that's when the king falls into the hands of his enemies. And maybe the soothsayers got something right for a change, because that means that when they see the enemy pouring in, now they're really panicking. Ches v'hutzav gulsa ho'alosa. Sorry about that. And the queen has been exposed and the gulsa taken away, brought into Golis. The amhoseha menahagos kekol yonim. Her maidens moan, the courtiers, the gentlewomen of the upper class who are not ready for war, and women are ultimately the ultimate victims of war every time. It's been happening that way for thousands of years. Like the voice of doves, misofafos al livivehen, beating their breasts, beating their chest, just in absolute despair. So all of these noble women, beating their hearts in anguish like you beat a drum, Rashi says, they are handmaids because they're going to be turned into maids. All these great noble women who had money and power and status are now going to be slaves, servants. Tes v'ninveh k'v'reichas mayim mimehi. And Nineveh is like a pool of water since days of yore, since ancient times. The day it was founded, it's been sitting in tranquility, like a pool of gathered water. That's, you know, like the Japanese, the Asian meditation over a pool of still water where you just sit there and occasionally there's a small ripple. But Nineveh had been at peace for a very, very long time. But now Nineveh's peace has just been shattered. Behema nasim, and they flee. Imdu amodu ve'en mafne. They scream, stop, stop, but nobody pays attention. Nobody's listening. But that also could be either they're yelling at the invaders to stop, or the invaders are yelling at them, halt. We're going to arrest you now. We're going to take you. So stop. But nobody's listening because they're in a total, complete panic. Yud, bozu chesef, bozu zahav, plunder, silver, plunder, gold. The in keitzeh la techuna. There is no end to the treasures. That's what happens when you've got a city that's been sitting in peace for a very long time, is they never have a threat, so they don't put locks on the doors. Kavod mikol kali chemda. Sweep out Nineveh of all of its precious kalim, all of its precious vessels. That's it, they're gone. Glorious more than all the precious vessels in the world. Everything is being taken away. This could include the people, this could include the house, it could include the property, it's all gone. There's nothing left. All the money that people kept in their vaults in the rich houses, all going to be taken by the marauding enemy, Bavel. And we know, as we know from the Beis HaMikdash, that Bavel leaves nothing behind. So the sacking of Nineveh is commencing.